We grew up together in Peoria, Illinois. He lives in New York now. His name is Brad Siegel. Bradley Siegel. But as we always like to keep it in, Ben Sien. We were actually chavrusas in this Gemara. 10th grade, we learned this chavrusa. We learned this bichavrusa. So I want to honor him. He's really one of my closest friends, and it's good to have him. This Gemara was the Gemara we learned together, 10th grade. All right. Okay, let's begin. All right, we had yesterday. Thanks a lot. Yes, sir. We had yesterday. Yes. We had yesterday Shitas Rashi. Someone can refresh my memory. On Tesamid Beis, we had Shitas Rashi. The Gemara said that there are three dinim where Get Isha and Shtar Shichor are equal to each other. What were the three halachas? Outside real quick. Michael, number one, what? I can't hear you. Fane Nechta, very good. Welcome, maybe. Number two, Eid Kusi. If he signed on a what? A Get Isha, Shtar Shichor, he's what? It's Kosher. And what was the third din? Arkos Agoyim, that what? By dinim amenis, it's what? It's kosher, with the exception of what? The exception of what? Get Isha and Shtar Shichor, their apostle. Okay, so we had Shitas Rashi. What was Rashi Shita Daf Tesamid Beis? We said, what is Shitas Rashi backed up by the Sefer HaChokhma? What was Shitas Rashi? That a goy is what? Chayim? What is Shitas Rashi? That a goy is what? Goy is kosher related for Dini Momenis. That was Shitas Rashi, backed up by the Sefer HaChokhma that goes Hashri quoted, that a goy is kosher latest for Dini Momenis, mamish. Unbelievable Kiddush. A goy is kosher for latest in Dini Momenis. Tosfos quoted Rashi in Maseches what? In Maseches Bava Kamma, right there, that a goy is kosher latest for Dini Momenis. An amazing Kiddush. He is kosher. Now, what do we see yesterday named Nixos in Rashi? That for what types of shtaras is a goy kosher in our calls? Mark? Shtar Raya, excellent. If the shtar is only serving as a proof to the deal, but if it's a shtar kinyan, then the goy is puzzle. Now Yossi pointed out very nicely this morning in Seder, and the truth is you can't argue on it. We'll see later in the Tosfos, that according to the first answer of the Gemara on Yudamid Beis, yes, Mark, which was Dina Machusadina. And who quoted the Dina Machusadina in our Gemara? Who's the one who quoted it? Rashi. So Yossi pointed out, according to Rashi, it should come out that if you quote Dina Machusadina, then he should be good not just by a Shtar Raya, he should be good by a Shtar Kinyan as well. And the truth is, Yisra Bracha points this out, that Rashi is holding like what answer in the Sugya? On Yudam and Beis, the first answer. And the Tosus we'll see, Bezer Shembli Netter, is holding like the second answer. So I have no answer for that. The Xos is quite difficult. According to Rashi, if you quote Dina Mechusadina, it seems like you should be kosher both for Shtar Raya and for Shtar Kinyan. And that was the first answer of the Gemara Yudam and Beis. Okay? So that Xos is difficult on that. And we also asked from the David Barmarsky also, that what? We asked from the David Barmarsky that a goy might not be shaykh to the kinyan of Shtar, but he has other kinyan on him, Kesef. What, a goy can't make a deal? Of course he can make a deal in Lacha. He uses geld. So granted, he doesn't have that ability to make a deal with a Shtar, to make a kinyan Shtar. But he's in the realm of Dini Mominus. So because of that, you're going to say, oh, a goy cannot make a Shtar kinyan? Why should that be? Why should that be? That's what David Parvarsky asked. Very strong kasha. Okay. So let's now begin where we left off in the Tosfos, okay? And Elliot, let's see the Tosfos, okay? So Tosfos began, okay, with four different reasons. We didn't get to four of them. Why is a goy pusulatus for a get? First reason we learned yesterday was what? Lav b'nei krisis ninu. Because a goy does not have a get. A goy does not have the concept of a get. There is no halachic of a get for non-Jews. How do you end a marriage, we said, according to the Rambam, David? Stop living together. There is no concept of a bill of divorce. Excellent. They just stop living together. If you're not Petorus Gittin Vikidushin, you cannot have a get. That's the first reason that Tosfos says. Okay, Elliot, pick it up from where we are. And then, you know, just read from the beginning real quick. Go ahead. Excellent. Kedarmin lekaman. That's the first reasoning. La'av b'nei krisus ninu. They are not betoris getting the kedushin. There's no way a goy can sign on a get. He has no concept of getting the kedushin. Excellent. Go ahead, Elliot. Next reasoning.
Be'inin.
We require lishma. Go ahead. So Perik Sheni, excellent. Tosfos quotes a new reasoning. There is a concept we're all familiar with, and that is that a get has to be written lishma. The Gemara says, I wanted you to see the Gemara this morning, I gave you the Marma Komos, that a goy, a non-Jew, cannot generate lishma. The Gemara writes on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Did you see the Mishnah there? What did the Mishnah say on Chaf Beis Amud Beis? It said, Akol Ksheirim, Lichtovus aget, afilu what? Chereshot v'katan. How could they be kosher to write a get? The Rambam says they're not kosher. Rambam can't argue on a Mishnah. Did anyone see the pshat? Why can't they write at Lishma? Because when the Gemara says that they can't write Lishma, they can't write the Toreif. We need the Toreif to be Lishma. So the Gemara writes in Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph that a goy is possible to write a get, because he cannot write Lishma. Adaita the Nafshe. Come on. He does it for himself. He cannot generate. He is puzzle. Cannot generate Lishma. Okay? You'll explain to him from today until tomorrow. There's a halacha, there's a ritual thing that we have to write the get properly. Forget about it. He will not do it. Oh, so Tosfos writes that's why he's considered to be puzzle. Now, the truth of the matter is, what's very, very interesting with this, okay? What's very interesting with this? Why did Rashi say that a goy was possible? Why did Rashi say that he's possible? The Pnei Yoshua says, what did he say? What did Rashi say that he was possible? Because why? Why did Rashi say that a goy was possible? We had it yesterday. David, why was that? Why did Rashi say a goy was possible? No, you tell me. The first reasoning of Tosfos, La B'nei Krisus Ninu.
They're not
B'nei Krisus Ninu. Yeah. They're not Petorus getting the Kedushin. Right? We saw that. So what's the kasha you got to ask? Why is it that Rashi does not mention what? Lishma. Tosfos gives a new reasoning. The first was La B'nei Krisus Ninu. La B'nei Krisus Ninu. That's what Rashi said too. The second reasoning that a goy is possible, adayt el nafshe. He cannot create lishma. Why didn't Rashi say like that? Why didn't Rashi say? Every reason you got to analyze. Tosfos gives four reasons. We got to analyze every single reason. Why did Rashi not say lishma? So Pnei Yoshua says like this. The Pnei Yoshua's masbir, very interestingly, he says, if you would sit down the non-Jew and say, listen, we have a halacha. There's a man and woman getting divorced. A get has to be written up. It's got to be written specifically lishma. And if the goy listens and he says he's going to listen, then we would assume that it would be acceptable. When do we say that a goy will not write lishma? When it's not written in our kos. You have to remember our Gemara is talking about our kos. Our kos are formal courts. It wasn't written in the street, in someone's office. It was written in a court. Rashi will argue on Tosfos. That when the Gemara says adaita de nafshe ka'avid, that's when you're in the streets or in someone's office. But if you're in a formal goyish court, in a secular court, everything gets heightened. They respect it. The non-Jews respect it. Of course, they could go to jail. It's called perjury, right? And therefore, Rashi will say, absolutely, a goy can generate lishma in our coast. That's why Rashi doesn't give the reason lishma, because there's no problem of lishma. A goy could generate lishma in our coast. That's why Rashi goes away from it. And therefore, if you would explain to him, this is what I need you to do, they would do it. And they would do it properly. They would do it for the Jewish man and for the Jewish woman, specifically. And that is why Rashi holds, doesn't say a word about the Shema David. He only mentions the first reason. You follow what I'm saying? So what that means is, someone tell me what that means. What is Rashi's take on Adaita de Nafshe Ka'avid then?
Go ahead, Zach. In lumpus.
Meaning, it's like a psychological umdana. It's like a psychological umdana that, you know what? Most times a non-Jew won't do it for what? For the Jew. He'll do it on his own. He doesn't care. He wants to get paid. That's the reason why he's doing it. He's not doing it for the Jewish halacha. Very good. You know, Zach's saying good. According to Rashi, it would come out that it's an umdana. It's like a psychological umdana. Tosfos obviously held that that way. Tosfos said it's one of the reasons why he's puzzled. Why? So that's why I wanted you to see the Reb Chaim this morning. Because Tosfos holds, like Reb Chaim holds in the Rambam, that a goy is puzzled to write a get because a daita de nafshe is a formal halachic statement. It's not a psychological umdana that he's not interested. But if you could dig up a case of our calls and then he'll listen, he'll do it. No, it's a halachic statement that a goy is mufka from lishma. We want to suggest that Tosfos will argue on this, and Tosfos will hold exactly like Reb Chaim said in the Rambam. A goy is mufka. Mufka means is that he is out of the picture from the parsha of lishma. That's what Reb Chaim points out in the Rambam. Okay? What does the Reb Chaim say? I wanted you to see the piece there. The Rambam basically has a phenomenal chiddush. Reb Chaim here quotes from Reb Simcha Zelig. Yitzi, Rabbi Weider was Mazmuz, Reb Simcha Zelig. Reb Simcha Zelig was the dying at Brisk. And what does he say? This is a phenomenal Rambam. The Rambam Pirak Gimel, Halacha Tet Vav, and Uchos Gerushin Paskins. That a goy that writes a get, it's puzzle. Then the Rambam continues and he says, a Yisrael that is a Machal Shabbos before Hesia, Gam King Dino Kinachri. Gam King Dino Kinachri. Imagine that. A Jewish guy that's a Machal Shabbos before Hesia writes up a get, it's Pasul Minat Torah. Like a goy. So Reb Chaim says, so Reb Simcha Zelig, who's the Dayan and Brisker, Reb Chaim quotes him. I don't understand. If this is a psychological statement, I mean, fine, he's Michal Shabbos, but he's not a bad guy. He's not a bad guy. Is he going to mess up a get and have children caused to be mamzerim? Of course not. It's not like that. How could he say that a yid that's Michal Shabbos before Hesia is a puzzle to write a get? Psychological statement. I bet 99% that guy doesn't want. He'll write it. He'll knows there's such a law. He went to yeshiva. Let's say. Okay, he went off the derech. We feel very bad about it. We'll try to bring him back. But if that guy wrote up again, we're going to say it's puzzle like a goy? So who knows? It's lishma. He'll write it lishma. Why would you say it's puzzle? Ella says Reb Chaim, this is a halachic statement. Adaita de nafshe kavod. It's not a psychological umdana. It is a halachic statement that a goy is out of the parsha. He cannot create lishma. And a yid that's Machal Shabbos before Hesia, he's mamish what? Halachically, he's like a goy for this area. Now, we always said, Afa Pishachata Yisrael, you can never lose your Yisrael, even though we mentioned a bunch of Makoros. Remember, we mentioned a bunch of Makoros? Was that last semester, this semester? I forgot already. That a yid could lose what? A yid could lose his what? Lose his Kedushas Yisrael. But, okay, most post, we paskin not that way. Afa Pishachata Yisrael, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Feirish. But nonetheless, for certain halachic categories, you could say that a yid that is Machal Shabbos Peres is like a goy, is out of the category of lishma. And that's what the Rambam develops. Reb Chaim, let's just say it over very quickly. The Reb Chaim has a stira. The Rambam writes, let's just get it, when you write a Sefer Torah, when you write the Shem Hashem, it has to be written lishma. But mashmon, you do the other words of the Torah, it doesn't have to be lishma. Then the Rambam, four halachas later, in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Tefillin, points out that when you do the ibud of the cloth, you need lishma. So let's just point out, the Rambam writes, ibud, you need lishma. And then he writes, only the askaros, when you mention Hashem's name, sarich lishma, velo haksav. Velo haksav, and not the ksav itself. Not the osios. So it's a little bit of a stira, Reb Chaim says, I don't understand. You mean Shem Hashem needs lishma, the words don't need lishma, but the ibud, the tanning of the cloth needs lishma? Doesn't make any sense, no? So Reb Chaim wants to develop
that when you do the Ibud, you're at the point where there's nothing to rely on. You're starting to make the Sefer Torah. If you don't do a Lishma, then it's bogus. It's nothing. But at least there's a principle called Stam Lishma. What does Stam Lishma mean? Stam Lishma means that we can assume if a guy's writing Hebrew letters in the Sefer Torah, we assume he meant it Lishma. Even though he didn't say it, he didn't say the L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, we can assume it. So therefore, when you have the Shem Hashem, you need B'davka to mention you're doing Lishma. The letters, we assume it's okay. But when it comes to Ibu Lishma, it better be Lishma, because there's no stumble Lishma you can rely on. I don't know, maybe the guy likes making cloths. Who says he wants to make a Sefer Torah? Says Reb Chaim, a goy though, a goy is totally out of the parsha. According to the way we pasken, a goy could not make Ibu Lishma, and a goy could not make the letters Shem Hashem Lishma, and a goy also, there's a machlokas in the Gemara later on in Gittin, but we paskin, even a goy could not make Stam Lishma. There is one shita that a goy could make Stam Lishma, he's writing the letters of a Sefer Torah, but the principle we want to bring out, says Reb Chaim, is that a goy is mufka, he just cannot generate it. And that is the comparison that he quotes. I'm going to read it, just the few lines. Find the Gemara Shekasavnu, Dada Nachri, Adaita the Nafshe Kavod Hudina. What does the word Dina mean? We got to know this. Very hard sometimes. What does the word Dina mean? It's a halachic statement. It's a formal, objective statement. It's not a psychological umdana. That's what I mean when I say it's a din. What do I mean when we say sometimes it's a din? It's a formal din. It's an objective statement. Halachic statement. The lochayle bidin sivya baalim. The baal can talk to the non-Jew from today until tomorrow. It doesn't work. He cannot generate the lishma. The sham begirish and davar pasher. The lo sivya baal haloavi lishma. So that's what he says. That's why the Rambam compares a machal shabbosnik to a goy. Amazing chiddush. So what emerges here is this is the chiddush that we want to say. As to whether Reb Chaim is right, it's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos right here in our daf. Why does Rashi not quote the second reasoning of Lishma? You know why? Because he holds against Reb Chaim Rashi. Rashi holds that in our kos, a goy could generate Lishma. You sit him down and you teach him. It's a formal room. It's a secular court. You could generate Lishma. What we mean that a goy adat nafshe means on the street. It's a psychological thing. Or in an office room. Says Tosfos, no way. I agree with Reb Chaim. I agree with Reb Chaim. And the second reason why a goy is possible late is fine again is why, Seth? Because at the din of what? He's part of the parsha of Lishma. He's mufka. That adai to the nafshe is not a what? Is not a psychological umnu, but it's a halachic statement, a formal din. It's a din that he's out of the parsha. And that's why the Rambam compares it to a machal Shabbos before Hesia Yid, that he's possible. He's out of the parsha. And that's why a goy can never generate Ibu Lishma, and according to the way we paskin, he couldn't generate the shame, kavanah for Shem Hashem, or for the writing, even though there's another day that says in the Gemara, for Stam Lishma he would be good. Okay, very good. That's the second reasoning now we have in the Tosfos. Viter, let's go now. Elliot, very good. Gavaltik. What does that mean? They're not shluchim. Go ahead. A goy cannot be a shliach. A goy is pasul l'shlichus. How do we know that? The Gemara says in the Kedushin, in the beginning of the second parak. Okay? Go ahead. And since we require the husband to say to the sofer, write it, and to the Edom sign it, mashma, mashma, it implies the boy is shlichus. Excellent. It implies you require shlichus. A goy can't be a shlich. Now, both Elliot and Jesse asked me a very good kasha. Excellent kasha. So we got the third reasoning. Let's go down here a little bit. Three. Lav b'nei shlichus niyim. Now, both Elliot yesterday and Jesse today said, Rebbe, how can you appoint a shliach if you yourself can't do it? There is a klal in the Gemara Kedushin that you cannot appoint a shliach to do something if you can't do it yourself.
So, last time we checked, Elliot and Jesse say, a Baal cannot be an aid on his own get. A Baal can't be an aid on his own get. It doesn't an aid always have to be an outside party? What's the answer to that, Kasha? It's a very excellent Kasha. Go ahead, Elon. No, but even better. What's the answer? Go ahead, Aaron. Better, though. Better. What do you mean he can what? Actually what? I told you already, Jesse. Go ahead. Yeah, Ksav Yodo. What do we learn by Ksav Yodo? The Mishnah on Pei Vavim and Aleph. We learned it on Gimel Amud Beis. Ksav Yodo is kosher. A Baal can write up his own get. It's just possible to Rabbanan. He can be his own aid. You don't even need aid. He can be his own sofer. He can be his own what? He can be his own aid. Ein l'chach simo. Gedolim Yisrael, who said that? Tosfos, where? Gimel and Beis, right? The long line. Ein l'chach simo, gedolim Yisrael. So it's a good kasha. Very excellent, Eli and Jesse. But that's the answer. The answer is yes, he can do it. He doesn't even need aid him. Okay. So Tosfos says a tremendous chiddush here. That they, the Edom and the Sofer serve as Shluchim, the non-Jew cannot be a Shliach, therefore he cannot be a Sofer. Oh. You see from Tosfos that the word V'kosov is going on what? The word in Pasuk V'kosov in Chumash, when it says V'kosov law, say for Krisus, who is it referring to V'kosov? The Baal. Excellent. And the Baal can appoint representatives Shluchim. He can appoint a Sofer to write and Edom to sign. Very good. Now, I gave you a Tosfos on Chav Beis and Midbeis. Okay? Did you get it? Just take a look at that now. It's a big, big Tos. I gave you the exact lines to look at. Okay? Unlike the Reb Chaim, where I gave you the whole piece of the Reb Chaim. But the Tos, I gave you a few lines here. Okay? Let's just see the few lines where I wanted you to see. Vim Tomar. I would say it's the sixth line in. Vim Tomar. We got it? Elliot, you got it? Right here. Okay, let's see. Go ahead. Everyone got it? Let's see. Vim Tomar. Brad, you got it? All right, good. All right, very good. Go ahead. I can ring around many people that are, I always say the Miselis Yisharim says, usher to make fun of someone's hometown. So where we grew up, people used to make fun of our hometown, Peoria. My friend Brad, we grew up together in Peoria, very close friends, Rabbi Goldman. I don't think you were here. I didn't introduce you to him. People used to always make fun of our hometown. But, and they would say, oh, I've never met anyone else from Peoria. Well, here's living proof that there's another person from Peoria. Okay? All right? All right, very good. Okay. Go ahead, Elliot. Let's go. Vim Tomar. You see that what? You see that we're not shluchim. You see that they're not shluchim. How can you have a non-Jew? How can you have a cut in the chirishot of the katan? They're allowed to write a get at this point of the Gemara. We said the Gemara says they're possible in the end, but at this point of the Gemara, everyone's kosher, the Mishnah says. Go ahead. My Mahani. The Gemara says that if you have a gadol supervising the katan to write the get, it's acceptable. Why is that acceptable? The katan is not a shliach. Who cares whether you have a supervisor, a gadol telling the katan every way, every step of the way, this is what you're right, this is right. Why should that help? A katan can't be a shliach. Go ahead. Divakasov? Koi? Excellent. So Tulsus lays down a bombshell here. He says when you appoint a sofer to write a get, it has nothing to do with shlichus. Nothing to do with shlichus. The kasev is not referring to the husband. Who's it referring to, Alan? The sofer. The sofer. Go ahead. So then you might ask me, so why does the Baal have to tell the sofer? Not because of shlichus, but because of lishma. Go ahead. Shirot Siva? Ella? The Isha Lav? Excellent. So the whole reason why
You must tell the sofer, the husband, if he wants to get written up, has nothing to do with shlichus, but it has to do with what is called lishma. You'll tell me the woman, stumble lishma should be good? No way. We hope that there should never be a divorce. Chas v'shalom, the mizbeach cries. A woman is not legerish and omedis. We don't assume it works at all. So we should write down that Tosfos argues on this, on Chaf Beis. Apparently, the Pashut Shatz HaMachlokes between Daf Tes and Daf Chaf Beis. There are two Tosfos. What is the nature of a Baal appointing the sofer? Is it a din of a shliach, or is it a din of lishma? Tosfos Chaf Beis says it is a din of lishma. Now, I was thinking, again, we always have to try to analyze. And sometimes I forget. But ask ourselves the following question. What am I going to ask? Why did Rashi not say reason number three? What do you think? Because maybe Rashi holds like this Tosfos on Daf Beis. Why didn't Rashi say the goy is possible by a get? Because why? Why didn't he say lab nishlichasu? Because maybe he holds the function of commanding the sofer to write the get. It has nothing to do with shlichus. It has to do with lishma. And therefore, what? That goes back to the previous question, right? We already answered that. That maybe Rashi, what holds a goy would be good in certain scenarios, namely in our kos, right? That's why Rashi doesn't say shlichus. So we have a stira, a machloikis in the Tosfos. Now, there is a sheet that's an amazing sheet. You might ask why it's there, but there's a whole sugya in Erevin and Daf Yud Gimel, Maseches Erevin, that deals with stama lishma. And the Tosfos Yeshanim has a comment in Maseches Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel that he agrees with this Tosfos that you don't need shlichus. B'ksivus again. He says you don't need shlichus when you appoint a sofer, just a din of lishma, to make sure the sofer is going to do it for Mr. X and Mrs. X. Okay. But you don't need shlichus. You know what his raya is? Amazing raya. The Tosfos Yeshanim and Erevin says, amazing. He says that if you did need shlichus, what happens, God forbid, if you had a man that had no arm? A gidame. Gidame means Tosfos Yeshanim and Erevin. The Erevin. He says, if you needed shlichus, then how on earth could a man who is an amputee, has no arm, how could he ever divorce his wife if he wanted to divorce her? Gidame should not be able to divorce his wife, and that's crazy. Of course any man that has his das can divorce his wife. What's his raya? Exactly, very similar to Jesse and Elliot's point. If you assume that there's a requirement of shlichus, so what must you do to appoint a shliach? You have to have the ability to do it yourself. If the guy has no arm, he can't write. So therefore, the Tosfos Yeshanim says, I agree with Tosfos Daf Chaf Beis that it's a din of lishma, and it means a raya from Gidei. It's a beautiful raya, no? It's a gavaltiga raya. Of course a man who has no arm can divorce his wife. So how would you respond? How would you respond to protect Tosfos on Daf Tes to that raya? So my response would be as follows. Someone tell me a response to that. How would you respond to that raya? How would you get out of that raya? Go ahead, Moshe. I mean, Avi, go ahead.
You just hire somebody to be a
shliach. Okay, what are you driving at when you're saying that? That the truth of the matter is that what? That what? What does that mean? Go ahead, Jesse. Nurse, what are you driving at when you're saying that? Okay, nurse. What you mean? What you both mean is follows: that something b'mitzias, if there's a prevention b'mitzias, that doesn't bother me. The only prevention is mitzad the din. Does this man have the intellect to give a get? Yes, he does. Just because there's a chesaron b'mitzias is not considered to be a chesaron. That's what the note of Yehuda writes in Tinyana Ibn Ezra Simon Samach Tes and the base mayor in Simon Kufiyot Tes Sivov. Wherever there's a chisar mitzad mitzias, that doesn't bother me. I can still appoint a shliach. I give you an example. Many years ago, each chavrusa, the end of my first year in Eretz Yisrael after high school, in Shalvim Rav Amital, had every chavrusa write up a shtukal Torah. So we were learning Kedushin. So the topic my chavrusa and I chose was this klal, that you can't appoint a shliach to do something if you can't do it yourself.
So Rabbi Avadia has a long tshuva. If I want to call a friend, let's say tonight in Eretz Yisrael, to be mafresh trumas and maisis for me, is that good or not? I'm appointing him as my shliach. What do you say? Is that acceptable or not? Now I'm not in Eretz Yisrael, so I can't. So that's a chisar and a metzias. But al pidin, I could fly to Eretz Yisrael and get there and make myself chayiv. So because of that, that's the issue at hand. So the Notabi Yehuda says a prevention of a metzias doesn't bother me. And he paskins, I definitely could call my friend and I could fulfill the mitzvah, trumas and maisers, even though I'm not in Eretz Yisrael now. So that's exactly what this shita of the third teretz of Tosfos would say. Yes, when you appoint a sofer, he is bottom line, he's definitely your shliach. And there is no doubt that he's your shliach. You bring me a raya from Gideim? That's not a raya. A Gideim always is kosher. Oh, he can't write himself in Metzias? That's a Metzias. That's a Metzias problem. Metzias problem is not a problem. A halachic prevention is the only prevention that we recognize. So therefore, he clearly gets away with this raya. But I want you to get this. The very interesting raya of the Tosfos Yeshanim that he wants to say that Chiddush. Okay, fine. Very good. Now let's go back. Is there any way, Lamaisa, to solve this what? Is there any way to solve this stira? Is there any way to solve this stira between the two Tosfos? It's a machoikis. Many times you have machoikis Tosfos. Is there any way to solve it? So there is a suggestion that the Chassam Sofer has. The Chassam Sofer wants to say that Tosfos here is referring to what? Moshe, I think you mentioned this in Seder. What's our Tosfos focusing on? Signing, right? And what's the Tosfos over there talking about? Writing. So the Chassam Sofer wants to say like this. When it comes to what? Signing, you are a shliach. And when it comes to writing, it's just the din of lishma. This is what he wants to suggest. Okay. It's a very big machloikis in the Rambam, though, what the Rambam sheet is. Does the Rambam require shlichus on the writing to get or not? The Sefer HaKoybetz and the Machane Ephraim and the Prichodesh and the Get Poshut, all the great Gedolei Achronim say that a Rambam does require shlichus, and the other great Gedolei Achronim, the Beis Shmuel, on the side of the page in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuflof Gimel Sifkan Hey, along with the Beis Meir Nor Sameach, hold that the Rambam says not that way, that you do not need shlichus. So the Rambam sheet is a machloikis in Achronim amongst Gedolei Achronim. Does the Rambam agree with Tosfos on Daf Tes? Or does Rambam agree with Tosfos on Daf Kof Beis? Now the answer, Lamaisa, the answer that Chassam Sofer gives is a little bit difficult, I think. No? I mean, who are we to say? But the bottom line is you need Lishma by both, no? You need Lishma by Ksiva according to Rabbi Elazar. You need Lishma and the Chassim according to Rabbi Meir. And even according to Rabbi Elazar, you need because of Mezuz Mitochem. No? So why is the Aden more Shlichus than the Sofer? I don't hear that answer. Do you hear that answer? What should it make a difference? The kusuf. Remeir says the kusuf is a kusuf, and Rebbe Elazar says the kusuf is the kusuf. So I don't hear the answer so well. What should be the difference? Why are the Edom and the Chasima more shluchim than the ksiva the sofer is not a shliach? You know what I'm saying? I don't hear that. Why should one be more than the other? Elon, you want to say a svara? Go ahead. Well, they got to be kosher.
Yeah, but it's more.
I understand, but why is that a svara that a sofer shouldn't be a shliach, you know? Okay, he's got to be an expert. No, he also said the sofer. No, he also said the sofer. He brought a raya. No, what was his raya? Umidid inin shiyomer le sofer lichtov. Uleidim chasumu. He's talking about both. That's why I think the Chassam Sofer shvir. You know what I mean? Tosfos throws in this sofer too as well. No? Doesn't he say me to Amr Lesofer by us? Our Tosfos and Daftes. It's a good point you brought up, Elon. If you look at the Tosfos, it doesn't seem like he's only talking about Chasima. He's talking about the lock, stock, and barrel. The sofer, the Eidim, or Shluchim. No? He says sofer there, right? Umid Abin in sofer. Okay. All right. Yeah, Jesse, go ahead. Yeah, everything. The Torah, everything. Lishma, for sure. Everything. It's got to be lishma for sure. No, but that was on the tofes. The Torah for sure is lishma. There's no doubt about that. Okay, we have a machloikis. We have a machloikis in Tyson. Keep in mind that Sam Sofer, we just don't understand al pi svara. And number two, al pi pshat. Elon, you got me thinking. Tosis said Sofer too. How do you say our Tosis only talking about chasima? You're right, the topic of our Gemara was chasima. But Tosis throws in Sofer. Okay. Now, I want to just elaborate now before we go on to the Tosis. Why is it, David, that you need shluchim? Why must the Baal be represented? It's like the Baal has got to be involved in every stage here. The writing of it, the signing of it. I mean, why can't the Baal just be like very passive and say, you know what? He's consulted with his family, his friends. He wants to go through a divorce, God forbid. And just let them get the job done. Why does he have to be represented through every stage? That's what we're saying, according to Tosfos. The Sofer is the guy shliach. The Adim's the guy shliach. Why is there a need that he's got to be so involved? It's a very interesting kasha if you think about it. Just let him make the decision and his advisors will get it done. Oh. So the Rosameach says like this. The Rosameach says a beautiful pshat. The Rosameach writes that the Kavanas HaTorah is, when it says the Kosov law, that the Baal has got to get everything done. Everything has got to be from him. That's exactly the Gzeres HaKosov. The Kosov law means he must be represented in every stage. The Sofer must represent him, the Eidim must represent him, and they better be his shluchim. And Reb Chaim even says even more beautiful in the stencil. Not the Reb Chaim on the Rambam. In the stencil he says like this. Amazing shot. He says, what is the difference between Lishma of a Sefer Torah and Lishma of a Get David? What's the difference between Lishma of a Sefer Torah? Sofer's got to write Lishma, different than a Get. What's the difference? It's a very interesting question. What's the difference? We said a Sofer's got to write a Sefer Torah Lishma. What's the Lishma and a Get different? What's the difference? Because by a get, Reb Chaim says it's a personal thing. When it comes to Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah says it l'shem the mitzvah and finished. When it comes to the Shema of a get, it's not just l'shem, this mitzvah kiyumis of gerushin. It has to be written ba'avuram. Ba'avuram. It's got to be written for Mr. X and Mrs. X. Bro, Bez Hashem, Leonard, we're having a second Sefer Torah done in the shul. Does that Sofer in Eretz Yisrael, when he writes the Sefer Torah, does it have to be? He doesn't even know who the fellow who's buying the Sefer Torah. Doesn't even know. Is that a chisar in Lishma? Of course not. Because the din Lishma is the mitzvah of Sefer Torah. The Lishma, again, is very personal. It's got to be written by Avraham. That's why every stage has to be represented by him. He has to be represented by him. He has to be represented by them in every stage, for the ksiva, for the chasima. And that's what Reb Chaim and Or Samech they put together. And that's what Tosis is saying. That's why it must be done b'shlichus. So it's very interesting, Lamaisa. That's the din of what? That's the din of shlichus. And Lamaisa, you see, when you talk about shlichus, and I want to stress this. This Tosos by us is not saying that this Tosis is wrong. What are you accomplishing when you do shlichus? Shlichus shalom kamoso. Lishma. That's what you're accomplishing. So it's a very important point we're seeing. Even if you say that it's based on shlichus, the shlichus you're doing is accomplishing. The Baal has to write it, and the Baal has to sign it, and how must that be done? Lishma. So the question is that called shlichus or not? So Tosfos says it is. Tosfos Chafei says it's not. But our Tosfos that says it's shlichus, it does accomplish the notion of lishma. And the lishma of a get, as I said, is unlike the lishma of a Sefer Torah, that it's done very personally. And he has to be involved in every stage based on the pasuk v'kasuf law. Okay. Very good. All right. Also, let's just mention very quickly, I want you to get this, that this concept that you need shlichus, okay, this concept that you need shlichus, do you remember earlier in the year we quoted that one of the most fundamental elements of a shtar is called Das? Excellent. Das HaMischayim. Who writes up a shtar? I lend a guy $100,000, right?
I lend a guy $100,000. Who writes up the shtar? The lova. The lova is mischayev himself. He's the one who's got to write the shtar. His das that he puts in the shtar gives legitimacy to the shtar. Let me ask you a question. You know why the baal has to tell the sofer and has to tell the edim right up the get? Maybe he has to be das and mischayev. In a get, who's mischayev himself? The man or the woman? In a get, who's mischayev himself? Who's got to shell out cash? The tshuva, the man. The man's mischayev himself. So maybe the Imre Moshe asks, maybe the reason why Tosa says that you need a tzivui is because of das and mischayev. Who says that it's a formal halacha that you need shlichus of a get? It's simple for the shtar. So I'll tell you why. This is what's the riot for this? Because we mentioned in the first semester we had this bin. If you're familiar with it in the Kiyas, we mentioned it also one day in Shir. You ever heard of Omer Imru? Omer Imru is in the sixth parak. Daf Samach Vav, Daf Ayin Aleph. What happens if the husband tells two guys to tell a sofer to write up a get and tells two other eidim to sign a get? You follow what I'm saying? In other words, the Baal told two guys tell a sofer to write it and tell two other eidim to sign it. Is that acceptable or not acceptable? Puzzle. So machlokes in the Gemara, we paskin puzzle. Now, if the whole reason is to notify das and mischayev, then why should this be puzzle? Who cares whether there's a middleman? We know the Baal wants to write the get. It must be, though, that you see Tosfos holds that it's much more than that. There is a requirement that there is shlichus of Baal. And therefore, it is not because of das mischayev. You see that Tosfos is saying you need a formal din of shlichus. Don't tell me it's based on das mischayev. This is what the Imre Moshe wants to bring a riot. And he even wants to say, amazing chiddush. The Gemara says that Omerim was possible even for Matana. Afil la Matana is possible. Even for Matana, Omerim was possible. That means that by Matana, you need Shlichus, which is a tremendous Chiddush. You need Shlichus, like Gabi Matana, by Dini Mamanus, by a star, to write up Shlichus? Why should that be? Then Rimaisha says all you need is what we call Kpeidit. Kpeidit means what? You need him to be makbid. You have to know that he doesn't mind. But to say that there's a formal din of shlich is a big chiddush. Okay, very good, Lamaisa. Now, let's finish up the Tosfos now. Elliot, Viter now. So we've done three reasons so far. Okay? Three reasons. One, two, three. Let's go to four now. Go ahead, Elliot. Did anyone get a chance to look that up? I didn't, unfortunately. But did you look at Baba Kama? I saw the Yitzhak Bracha quoted. If you look, you won't find Reb Meir there. I didn't get a chance. But he says, the Pnei Yoshua says, we don't find Reb Meir there at all in that Gemara. I don't know where this is coming from, he says. In the Hagos HaGrib, in the back of the Gemara, the Hagos HaGrib, he actually takes out the word Reb Meir. He says it should be Lamai. Do you guys have that in Oz V'Hadar? You have that, Yossi? I can't hear you. What? Oh, yeah. He says, instead of Remeir, he says, Lamai. Oh, okay. Very good. You have that? Yeah? In the Oz V'Hadar. Okay. Very good. Because there is no Remeir that Pnei Yoshua says in Baba Kama. Go ahead. The afilu Lamai. Go ahead. Right, but I'm saying that the Pnei Yoshua and the Gosha group don't have Remeir. They have Lamai. Okay, so Afil Lamai, go ahead.
Afil Lamai, the low has a vital Rabim so evident ladies. Bashum Tasib, Sheker Anna the Ati. The Evid Ati.
Oh, if an Evid Kanani is kosher ladies, I want you to know because he's an Achiv Mitzvah. He's Chayv Mitzvah like a Jewish woman. Ava what?
Ava Ovid Tochani, the Lab Ati, who she's the
Apostle. Excellent. He's Poshut that he's Apostle. Go ahead, the Kaven. Oh, what does Tosfos mean? If a goy is posulatus, then even what Dini Mamanus should be posul. What did it say in our Gemara? All stars in our cause are good except for a get and a star shifer. Why are the Dini Mamanus good? They're not kosher latus.
Ella what takanta? Hecha de kimlan. Ah, where we know for sure the guy knows testimony, we know they're not going to lie. I mean, these are formal courts. It's perjury. Go ahead. When we call makom, star matana kamar lekaman. But the Gemara said in Yudim Beis, we saw yesterday, that they're postulatus. How can Tosfos say they're good takana shuk? Go ahead. Kimlan. It's the kimlan. Afagav the kimlan. Go ahead. We know they're telling the truth. Go ahead. No, afagav the kimlan the kushta kamar mishum the hari ain kan star. There's no star. Go ahead. Right. That Mishnah lists off the Tana Reb Shimon that says kosher. Reb Shimon said kosher. So the Gemara says Reb Shimon is like Rav Elazar holds Eidim Misira Karsi. That's why they're kosher. Reb Shimon holds Eidim Misira Karsi. Okay, and there's no problem with Zuf Bitoch because of Shemus Mavakim. When we get up to that Gemara, Shemus Mavakim means we're not going to rely on them. They're famous names that they're not Jewish. So what is Tosfos saying here? Let's get it down. Number four. In baseball, number four is the right chashuva number. The Abdullah of Abdullah is all numbers in the Torah, right? Okay? So what's number four? Lav b'nei edus ninu. Why is a goy postulatus for dinim ominous? He's postulatus. Finished. Postulatus. He's not achiv. Elliot, what do you do with the Gemara? It said Arkos is kosher. What's the answer? What'd you say? Excellent. Takanas Ashuk, like you said from the Taisa Rosh. How can you do a business deal? Efkerbis and Efker. We made them kosher midrabban. And now Yossi's point becomes very striking. What is Tosos basically saying? On Yudim and Beis, what is Tosos saying? The Pharish, the Gemara says Chas Babama. That's why the Gemara jumped and said Chas Babama. How did the Gemara solve that problem of Chas Babama? Either Dina Machusadina, or what? Or they're kosher for a star raya. What do you mean they're kosher for a star raya? Takanas Ashuk again. It's not a diraisa. You see, what I want to bring out is that Tosos is going with which answer to the Gemara? Rashi went with Dina Machusadina. Tosos is going with the second teretz of the Gemara. They're really bad for star Kenyan. And the only reason why they're good for star raya is because of what? Takanas Ashuk. Does everyone hear my point? The Yisra Bracha made this point, but it's a good horror. Rashi's going like the first answer, Dina Machusadina, that they're kosher across the board. Tosa's going like the second answer, they're only kosher for what? For Stari Raya, and they're only kosher because why? Midrabanan, they're pasul. Right? Minar Torah, they're pasul. Midrabanan, they're kosher only by Stari Raya. You see, according to Rashi, if they're kosher Minar Torah, you can't be machalik between the two. So therefore, Rashi says Dina Machusadina, right? See, if they're purely good minatara, they're kosher for both tracks. Dima chusadina. If they're purely bad minatara, they're bad for first star kinyan, and the only reason they're good for star raya is because of dindarabonin. So I'm saying Rashi goes with the first answer to your maze, Tosfos going with the second terrence. Okay? Go ahead, Elliot. Yeah?
Why are they going back to bad for star kinyan?
They're bad minatara. So midrabanan, we only make them good by star raya, because star raya, they're not doing the deal. They're just there on the side for a proof. But to do the deal, that's chashuv. They're out of the picture. They're postulatus.
The takana, though,
we minimize. We only allow them to be a raya. We're not going to allow them to be a kinyan. It's a good point what you're saying. Follow me? Because, listen, the rabbanan don't want to argue on a diraisa so much. Hashem gave them the right in dinim ominous, they can create dinim. So we'll create a kula for a star raya. Not for a star kinyan. I mean, that's really undoing the diraisa. You want to limit how much the rabbanan are undoing the diraisa to the best of your ability. You follow me? So therefore, only for a star raya. Oh, so that's the chiddush that Tosfos wants to say here. So we have four different svaras why a goy is possible what? Is possible for a get. And therefore, this last reasoning explains also why he's possible what? For dinim ominous. The first reasoning, what? Does not explain for dinim ominous. The second reason explains what?
Doesn't explain for Dini Mamas. There's no Din Lishma by Dini Mamas. The third reasoning also wouldn't explain for Dini Mamas. Who says you need Shluchim by Dini Mamas? Even the, like that's what we said. Dimri Moshe said all you need is Kepedin. And Labneidus is the one that explains why he's puzzled. This one hit the spot regarding why a Koy is puzzled for everything. The only reason why he's kosher is because of what? Because of our calls. Because of Takanas Ashuk. Because of Hefker Beis and Hefker. That's the only one. Now we should just know, one second, we should just know by Dini Momenis, do you need Shluchim or not? Do you need Shluchim by Dini Momenis, by a star? Do the Adam have to be Shluchim? Let's just mention the sheet. It's very quick. I want you to get it. The Ramban and Baba Basra says you do. On Daf Ayin Zayin, that by Shtarim Momon you need Shlichus. And the Nesivus says, not only the Chasimus need Shlichus, the writing of the Star needs Shlichus. That's a tremendous Chiddush. And then the Nesivus says that's only by a Shtar Kinyan and not by a Shtar Ryan. But the Ramban was talking also by a Shtar Ryan. So those are the different Shitas. Now there are Shitas by Dini Momonis, you need the Adam and the Sofer to be the Shluchim of their parties involved. Okay, the Ramban says you need it by a Shtar Kinyan, Shtar Raya. The Nesivus says you only need it by a Shtar Kinyan. The Nesivus says you only need it by a Shtar Kinyan. So the Arshitas that say that by Dini Mamnis you need the Sofer and the Edom to be Shluchim of the what? Of the Balapos. Okay? Oh. Very excellent. Very excellent job. Okay? Now, let's move now to the... I wanted to get the third... Real quick. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Why didn't say that first? That was the main question.
Well, that's a good question, what Eitan said. I mean, it's hard to say because the topic in the Gemara is both. It's both get and dini mamnes, you know? So the Gemara says they're good for dini mamnes, they're bad for get. So first he wants to attack why they're bad for get. So he says they krisus, they can't produce lishma. This reasoning is masber both, and this one's masber both. So it's hard to say. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to say which one. I don't know, because you know the Mesechus Gittin, that is the topic. So he wants to give maybe the reasons that apply only to get first. But it's a good horror. It's a good point. Okay? It is a very good point. But these are the four reasons that he gives. Okay? All right, let's go to the second. I want to see the second topic real quick. And we got to get to Chumash. Just very briefly. Okay? Very, very briefly. Okay? Let's get it. We won't have time to get to the third topic of the Shemitah time, so we'll get to that Sunday. Okay? What is the marker of this din of Dina Machusadina? Reb Aaron Soloveitchik Tzatzal, our Rebbe, Brad's Rebbe, from Brisk, Bradler's Brisk in Chicago. Reb Aaron Soloveitchik started Brisk in Chicago in 1973. Brad was one of his Talmidim. Very close. Baruch Hashem, I'm also a Talmud of Aaron Zatzal. He used to always tell us it's usher to speed. You cannot go over 55. I sometimes they're moichel. So we said they go Rebbe, they go 60. Okay, but it's only if they're moichel. So I guess how do you determine if they're moichel? They don't give you a ticket, I guess. But he always used to stress that pedestrian walking also could be a chilul Hashem. There is a din paying taxes. It's a very serious halacha, dina machusa dina. Very serious. And who was the one who was mechadish this din? Shmuel, the Amoyer. The law of the land's the law. Bottom line. Shmuel was mechadish this halacha. And Shmuel's chiddush allows a goy to be kosher leidus. Rashi worked with it. Mina Torah, for dini momentus in our calls. Okay. So, what I want to discuss now, and before we get to chumash, is what on earth was the source of Shmuel? Where did Shmuel get this from? Where was he mechadish this halakha of dina machusa dina? He was respectful of the government, of course, but was it because he loved the government so much? That has to be a root in halacha. What was the makar by halacha? Okay, so let's give it various possibilities as to what the makar of Shmuel might be. Okay, let's get it. Firstly, the Beis Shmuel in Shulchan Aruch writes, Simin Chavches Sifkat and Gimel in Ibn Ezer, that it's a whole thing is a Takanas Chachamim. It's a Takana Derabanan. The whole halacha of the law of the land is the law. It's in Derabanan. Okay. din de rabbanan. I don't think, Yossi, that would work well with Rashi, because Rashi is trying to say that goyis kasher leidus min haTorah. I mean, if the whole koyach is on the rabbanan, you know what I mean? I don't think Rashi would agree with this Beis Shmuel. Does anyone argue it says d'oraisa? Yes. The Chasam Sofer and the Avni Miluyim both hold that din in the Mechusa din is a din d'oraisa. And also the Baal Maskel Eitan, who was the Shoyel, the Dvar Avram, the Kovna Rav, who gave Smicha to the Rav, his Sefer is called the Dvar Avram. Right? He wrote Smicha to the Rav that he could paskin and call it Torakula. The Rav came with a letter from Europe, and that was the Smicha. Shu Yachol Livsok Bechol Mishur Batayr. The Dvar Avram gave Smicha to the Rav. And there was someone who asked the Shiloh to the Dvar Avram, the Kovna Rav, called the Maskel Eitan. He asked in the Shalach Chelik Alef Simlaf. The first simon in the Dvar Avram is about Dina Machusadin. And he asks him, Lamais, is it the Raisa the Rabbanan? So he poses the question, Rebbe, I think it's the Rabbanan. And the Dvar Avram responds to him, he says, no, Talmud, it's a the Raisa. So many Gedol Achram holds the Raisa, and I think it would fit well with Rashi, that Rashi himself holds the Raisa. Okay, so there's a big Machlekes. All right. What are the various Makoros? So let's get to it. The Rashbam in Baba Basra on Daf Nun Dalin Midbeis writes the following. Very interesting. He says it's Midin Malchus. Midin Malchus. You have a government, a melech, and the constituents, the citizens, are makabel the melech, and they observe his laws. And the Trumas Adesin and Simon Shin Mem Aleph writes, let's say you have a yochin. Oh, he doesn't like the president.
He doesn't want to follow the president. He doesn't want to follow the Congress. It's ridiculous.
We don't care about that. He was elected the president. That's why we show respect to the president. Oh, even if you didn't vote for him, so what? Even if you did vote for him, Lemaisa, of course you have to show respect. It doesn't make a difference what you say. The Tzibor was elected him. So it is Novea from the din of a melech. Okay? Therefore, I want you to get this. There are those that say, according to Rashbam, it must be a democratic government. Not a dictator. A democratic government. And the Rambam writes this in the Chuszela Pirik Hei Alachi Yuches, that a dictatorship, there is no Dina Machusadina. Forget about it. You don't have to pay taxes in a dictatorship. Law of the land of laws in a democratic system. Okay? And therefore, according to the Rashbam, there is no difference between a Jewish king and a non-Jewish king. As long as it's democratic and rhyme and reason behind it, it is fine. Okay, that's number one. Number two, second approach. So again, the first marker is that it flows from the din of a melech. And we have the din of a melech. We have a government. We you say tefillah, Rav's tefillah in shul, every Shabbos. Tefillah for the government. Tefillah for the government. You have to say the tefillah for the government. Rav said that. That's why we say the tefillah for the government. To show kavod. That's the first reasoning. Second reasoning. I got to tell you, it's interesting. Maybe you'll think it's a little corny. But the truth is, the gabbai of our shul was away the first Shabbos after President Obama was elected. So I they asked me that I would say it. So I got to tell you, it was very stirring for me. You know, to have an African-American elected president. I happen to be coincidence that I would do the Shalom Malchus. You know, you say Lanasi and Mishneyu. I know you might think it's, but I was a little emotional when you say the tefillah for the government. You know, it's a very amazing thing. Just happened to be by chance that Shabbos I said it. But it's a very important thing. We should never mock that. What does Rabbi Chananya Skanakonim says? If you don't have fear for the government, everyone would swallow each other up. And Rav Chananya Skana Konim, if anyone would have, Rav Alpert Zatzal said, if anyone would have a taina on the government, you know who would have been? Rav Chananya. Why does it say all Rosh Skana Konim? Do you know during his lifetime, the Konim Gedolim were corrupt? He was a tzaddik, he was the Skan, and he was passed over time and time again by the government. If anyone would have a taina on government, it would be him. And he's the one who says you got to have fear for the government. That's Rav Alpert Zatzal. It's a beautiful shot. That's why it says Skana Konim always in shots. Okay? So that's the second reasoning. Okay? I'm sorry, that's not the second reason, but that's the first reason we need to do the second reasoning. Okay? I don't know if we're going to have time to finish off. But that's the first reasoning. That it flows from the din of the government. We have to recognize a government. But please get it. Two nafkaminas. It's got to be a democratic government.
And it could be a Jewish king or a non-Jewish king. Law of the land is the law. Fine. Number two, there is a Ron in the Durham that I wanted you to see. This is a phenomenal Ron, and we don't paskin like it. The Ron writes, and the Rosh and the Rashba, that Dina Machus Adina is because the Melech owns the land. The Melech actually owns the land. Now, it could be from this Ron that it could apply even to a dictatorship, according to this Ron. But there's another Nafkemia that emerges from this Ron. You know what that is? That Dina Machus Adina does not apply in Eretz Israel. Because the Melech doesn't own the land in Eretz Israel. Every Yid has a Shutvis in Eretz Israel. There are those that say, oh, the Ron says there's no Dina Machus Adina in Eretz Israel. No taxes. You don't have to pay taxes in Eretz Israel. And unfortunately, there are Yidin that hold this Ron Malaisa, which is not good. Okay? Because we don't paskin like this. Okay? We don't paskin like this. But those are two nafkinis that come from the Ron. The Melech doesn't own the land. So therefore, the Ron wants, according to the Ron, there would be so no such thing. Because the Ron writes, the Melech could kick you out. And Eretz Yisrael, of course, that is not true. So according to the Ron and the Rosh book, Dina Machus Adina is only by a non-Jewish king outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? But a Melech Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, there is no such din of Dina Machus Adina. And let's just note, the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeilah, Perikei Alachid Aleph, and the Meiri and Baba Kama, Kufi Gimel Manaf write that the din of Dina Machus Adina applies to a Jewish king and a non-Jewish king. It doesn't make a difference. So they obviously do not hold of this what? They obviously do not hold of this Ron Halacha L'maaseh. Okay, we don't, as I said. Okay, you have to pay taxes everywhere. Okay? For sure, there's more of a, I mean, you know, not more, but obviously it's the Eretz Yisrael. You want to build up Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now, it's interesting. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nafkaf Mabes. There is something called Parshas HaMelech. Where does that appear? It appears in Sefer Shmuel. When the Yidden wanted a king. You know, Shmuel HaNavi is very upset about it. But okay, Hashem said, okay, they want, okay. Then I'll be a leader to spiritually serve Hashem. Okay. There are certain things that are mentioned in that Parsha of the Melech. And the question is, are those things mentioned in the Parsha of the Melech a model for all generations? That a king can do it? Or is it also for him to do? Meaning, Kol Davar that's mentioned in Parsha of the Melech, is it Mutar Bo or Aser Bo? It's a Machlokas Tanoim in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Amid Beis. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, why should it be Aser? Dina Machus Adina. So maybe this is another Raya that Dina Machus Adina does not apply to a Jewish king. Okay? I want you to get that. That's his Raya. That a Dina Machus Adina does not apply to a Jewish king. Because the truth of the matter is, if you would assume like the Shita, that Kol Davar that is in Parsha HaMelech is Aser Bo, why would it be Aser? Dina Machus Adina. So it must be that Parshas HaMelech has nothing to do with Dina Machus Adina. Parshas HaMelech dealing with the Jewish king. Dina Machus Adina is dealing with the Goyish king. And you see that if he's dealing with Psukim and Navi, obviously he held that Dina Machus Adina was the Din D'Oraisa. I guess assuming Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Torah Domi. You know, Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Torah Domi. And he didn't mention it now, we mentioned before. Machlokes Balori and Barsoni is the D'Oraisa of the Rabban. So if we're bringing me a Raya from Navi, obviously you hold Dina Machus Adina is the Din D'Oraisa. Okay. This is the second theory that we have. Okay. Let's go now. You know what? We'll pick it up on Sunday. There's like four or five other Biurim Makoros. And then we got to do